Trudy Mara joining us on behalf of the Platte River Fitness Series. Trudy, how are you today?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. It's a nice start to the workday. I was thinking I was feeling pretty good. I'm about a cup into the workday in terms of coffee, and then Trudy came in and informed me that she's about a pot in for today, so I feel like I'm behind now.
Well, you are, and I don't recommend it, but everyone has at least one vice, and coffee would be mine.
There's a lot worse. You could do a lot worse than a good cup of Joe. So Trudy, we had you on last month for the first time for our monthly updates with the Platte River Fitness Series. June was a very busy month. Had the big Nebraska Land Days run, and how did that turn out?
You know, it was phenomenal. The weather was great. The turnout was far exceeded the previous few years. So, you know, we're back strong as ever and actually stronger. It showed a lot of robust growth. It's really special because it includes people really from across the country who come back home to North Platte to celebrate Nebraska Land Days with their families. So that's always fun to see families joining us that are reconnecting for our celebration. So it really was a great event. Our athletes were fast, and those that were enjoyed a walk, had a great, it's a beautiful course. So it was a really, really great day.
And what is the course for that run?
You know, it starts out at the arena, mm-hmm. out in the parking lot, which is really great because it didn't used to, but years ago they put it there to sort of link it to the celebration.
Sure.
And the home of Nebraska Land Days. And then they run out around through the campgrounds and in the area around the ranch. The 10K athletes run through the ranch. And then they actually get to finish in the arena.
Oh,
so
cool.
A little bit of a dirt finish, but then there's folks in the stands that cheer them on. So it's kind of a special way to finish a race.
Yeah, I can imagine so. And getting to finish on that Wild West Arena dirt too, that's pretty cool.
It is very cool. And it's fun to have the families up in the stands cheering for their athlete.
Oh, absolutely. And Trudy, I did see as well, I think the Bulletin reported on this, that there was quite a bit of funds raised from a couple months ago with the Vanderhyde Memorial Run that was donated to the State Trail Network.
You know, that was something extraordinary. Truly it was. And I think it was because the purpose of that race was to raise awareness of mental health and suicide prevention.
Mm-hmm.
It recognized that open space, nature, are essential for whole human health, physical health, mental health. So the family of Tyler Vanderhyden chose the Nebraska Game and Parks Trail Network for the race. And the turnout was phenomenal. Athletes from all 50 states, overseas, and then almost all Nebraska counties. So the race itself raised $8,000,
wow.
But it because of federal trail money that the Game and Parks can access, it triggered another $32,000.
Wow.
So the total that we were able, and it really was a statewide and actually a nationwide effort, and that's what makes it very unique. It literally had that sort of breadth and depth to it. We were able to provide $40,000 in funding for the first project that we're linked to, and that's Platte River State Park. It's a gorgeous park all Nebraskans can enjoy. It has some waterfalls that are one of the top most photographed places in
cool.
Nebraska, and it's going to go for improvements to that trail and make it actually handicap accessible so that folks can that are handicapped can get down to the waterfall with ease.
Awesome, awesome. And this was a really unique race too, in the fact that there was a lot of people participating virtually.
Exactly. So that was sort of our vision, was because mental health touches everyone.
Absolutely.
Everyone knows someone, loves someone, has lost someone, or even maybe struggles themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So part of it was just sending that message that we are all in this together,
mm-hmm.
and we can And we need to reach out across all people. And so that's why I think it just touched a lot of lives. After the race was held, we received story after story after story about people who lost someone, people who were struggling themselves. And there is something magical about that physical effort of a race that does it. You attach a bigger purpose to it mm-hmm. when you do it for reasons like this, and it is the greatest motivator there is.
We know there's clear-cut mental health benefits to having this outdoor physical activity, to being outdoors, getting some exercise in, and there's a clear-cut benefit, too, from being a member of the Platte River Fitness Series. The camaraderie and the support system is just outstanding.
You know, it is, obviously, it is, it's my life's work, so to speak. But what I didn't expect that happened almost right away, 21 years ago, was that it would build this sense of community. You know, my purpose or my why was to improve overall health and wellness in our community.
Sure.
But what developed was a true community. They coined the phrase fitness family very early, and that wasn't my invention. The athletes themselves actually coined that. And I think that that's something that makes us a bit different than a lot of other race series, because we are not a race series. We are a series of races, mm-hmm. but we are not a race series. And so everyone is welcome, and there is a place for everyone, wherever they are, from the elite athlete, and we have plenty of those, mm-hmm. to the person who may be 200 or 300 pounds overweight, and they just need to start somewhere and have someone to support them, to lift them up and encourage them. And over and over and over again, we get to tell their stories, whether it's the elite athlete or someone who, because they decided to embrace what we're offering, literally was life-saving in terms of their health improvement, whether it be mental health or physical health.
Yeah, you get both those benefits, obviously. And I think the people have the misconception maybe sometimes when they hear about the Platte River Fitness Series or any races that they think, I'm not an athlete, I don't do a lot of running, I exercise a little bit, so that's not for me. Well, that couldn't be further from the truth. We have people of all sorts of shapes and sizes and all different age groups as well. I think we have some that are grandparents, then we have a lot of grandkids out there too. So anybody can participate.
That's so true, Tristan. You know, we added a new age group this year, 12 and under, because it's a recognition that our kids, this is speaking to our kids too. And there is still an obesity crisis in kids, and there's mm-hmm. definitely a mental health crisis. So it's helping our kids. And then we have one of our regular fitness family members comes from Grand Island. He never misses a race and has not missed a race in years. He is 80 years old, and he can still run with the best of them.
Now, Trudy, let's talk about some events coming up here throughout this month. We've already began the month of July with a big bang in Sutherland earlier this week for the big series over there in Sutherland. It was a great turnout. A lot of great people there participating throughout the entire state, throughout the nation as well, and what I would call the 4th of July capital of the state.
I would agree with that. And that race is really special, too, because it is part of the epitome of Americana, mm-hmm. a small town, 4th of July celebration. People coming home to spend this, again, a little bit like Nebraska Land Days, spending the celebration with their family. So people coming from across the country. That race also showed tremendous growth this year. Jessica Rasby does a great job. It's a great cause. It benefits teammates there in Sutherland. And so that race was blessed with some cool weather before it got hot, and a really phenomenal turnout for that race as well.
Another one coming up later this month that's awfully unique, the Color Run at the end of July, right?
That's right, July 23rd at our very own Cody Park. The Nebraska Kidney Association brings that to us. They hold these races across the state, and actually there are some across the nation. And its name sort of says it all. The name of the race is Share a Spare. So that's in reference to the fact that live kidney donation is really an important thing to keep people that need a kidney alive, and that many of us that would be a gift that we could give to another person. So that, again, that's an awareness creator. The Kidney Association provides support for families who have family members that are going to be or have received a kidney donation. And so the race supports that effort. And it's real special because a lot of times we'll have kidney transplants folks come out and share the day with us.
Oh, cool.
It kind of drives that home. And it's just a reminder that there is a way to help without, kidneys can be shared with others, even when you're alive and well. We have two.
Yep.
And it is possible to share one.
I'm a sucker for a good pun, too. So that makes this that much better.
Yeah, the sheriff's bear is very, very good.
I love a good play on words. So, Trudy, if folks want to sign up to participate in this or anything with the Platte River Fitness Series, how can they do so? Or how can they learn more to potentially participate?
So our website is the place to go. It's platteriverfitness.com. There are paper forms for those that are not fans of online. There are paper forms always at the rec center. When you go to the website to register, you'll just go to events and results, find the sheriff's bear, you'll click on it. For this race, the Kidney Association actually does its own online process, and so you'll just be directed to the Kidney Association site and you'll register. And then when you come, you get a white t-shirt that's going to get all kinds of colorful, a pair of sunglasses, and be ready to be colored and have the best time. It's a perfect event for families.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun event. It's going to be a memorable event too. You know, the color runs really took off here in recent years, but I think this is the only one we have in the western side of the state that I'm aware of, at least. So
we've had, you know, people have tried them, but this is definitely the one that has stuck around. You know, they try it, it's fun for time, then they don't do it anymore. But
yeah,
this one has stuck around. But again, so much of that is they have a purpose and a bigger why to them. And you know, kidney disease is on the rise. Folks who were healthy, even COVID made kidney disease more of an issue and really
sure.
Hit the Kidney Association hard because people sometimes ended up with chronic kidney disease following a COVID infection.
And they prolong going to the doctor too. That's been the case in anything with the pandemic, is they prolong going to the doctor, they prolong seeking medical attention, and that's made it worse. So
it has.
Definitely help raise some awareness with this.
Yep. It's a great time. And we're back in Cody Park, which, you know, is just so much fun because you can see people, you know, three times because
yeah.
They have to go around three times.
Three laps.
So it's great for the spectators as well.
It's kind of like coming home too when the Platte River Fitness Series has a race in Cody Park.
It really is. It's such a historic significant place in a sense, because people often ask me, well, did they make it a mile on purpose? And actually, as I understand it, the road around Cody Park was actually Buffalo Bill's horse race track, and hence why it is that precise mile. It's not quite a precise mile by today's GPS standards, but honestly, for back in the day, it is very, very close. And so with that mile loop, it is like the perfect place to have a 5K.
Not to mention all the benefits of Cody Park too, the scenery for the athletes participating, the scenery for the spectators. It doesn't get much better.
Exactly. There's nothing better than that north side of Cody Park during sunrise, you know, as the sun comes up over the river.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
just, that's my favorite place to run. I never get tired of running at Cody Park. There's bathrooms there if you need that. I mean, Cody Park really is, it is a showpiece, and it is, I think of it as, in terms of parks and the outdoor spaces, the heart of North Platte.
I would agree. Trudy, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
Well, I would say get ready for August as well, because we have another race in August named after former Mayor Jim Whitaker.
Yes.
We take you out to Whitaker's Way, which is out by the lake, and that one benefits the Trails Network.
Awesome. Look forward to hearing more about that when you join us next month, Trudy. In the meantime, it's always good to see you in the studio. I appreciate all the great work you do for our community.
Thank you so much. And it was an honor to bring you your second place medal from Sutherland.
Yes, it was fun. It was my first 5K, and I just wanted to finish, and I finished in under an hour. So there's room for progress, but I was just happy to get it done.
You did a great job, and you had a great finish.
Well, thank you, Trudy. That was the maybe the only part that I actually did a run for, but Trudy was, I heard Trudy yelling from a couple blocks away, so I knew I had to get a good finish in, if nothing else.
And you did, and there's photographs that will be online later to prove it.
Oh, no. Trudy, good to see you in the studio as always. We'll see you again in a month.
Thank you, Tristan.